This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
A Christian school that seeks First Amendment protections as it sought to protect its female athletes from a 6-foot-tall basketball player born a boy. This is Faith Under Fire, the Family Life News feature, which gives voice to religious battlegrounds. Our guest today is Jake Reed, an attorney for the Alliance Defending Freedom, which brought suit on behalf of the Mid-Vermont Christian School.
So we've asked the court to effectively allow Mid-Vermont Christian School back into the Vermont Principals Association and a town tuitioning program, which is another aspect of this case. The defendants in the case have asked the court to dismiss the case, and we're currently in that stage. So, in fact, we have a hearing that was scheduled. That's for April 19th.
Now, the situation that triggered this, walk us through what happened and what the state organization did to this school because it tried to stand up for the safety of its athletes, even though the other team and the state is wanting to stand up for inclusion of all of their athletes.
Regarding the Vermont Principals Association, so that is a state-sponsored athletic association. Mid-Vermont Christian School had been a member of that association for almost 30 years without incident or problem. But last year, it's girls basketball, who had a very successful season, was set to play a team in the state playoffs. And this other team had a biological male on the team. As the name might suggest, Mid-Vermont Christian School is a Christian school and therefore has certain beliefs that guide all aspects of its operation, including how it facilitates and operates and runs its sports teams. Here we have girls basketball who was set to play against a biological male. The school believed that doing so would facilitate what it believes to be a lie, that sex is mutable and could be changed. Certainly the school does not believe that. You know, the implications with having to force its 15, 16, 17-year-old girls to play against a biological male. It decided to forfeit that game rather than force its girls to play against the male. And in response, the Vermont Principals Association not simply allowed the forfeiture to be penalty in and of itself, but actually expelled Mid-Vermont Christian School from the entirety of the league. Not just girls basketball, not just athletics. This applies to educational competitions as well.
As you have studied things that are going on in Vermont, that's obviously a nationwide trend with this controversy coming up. Have either of those organizations evicted a member school for anything, let alone whether it was this kind of a situation or anything else?
So with respect to the VPA, the Vermont Principals Association, this is certainly, as far as we can tell, the first incident of this kind where the league has gone so far as to completely expel a school from the league. And remember, this not only burdens and hurts the school, but we're really punishing 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old students and their parents who have decided, made the active, conscious decision that they want to send their children to a Christian school because of the values it teaches and instills, and they're being punished as a result of this.
So what is the reaction of the people at Mid-Vermont Christian School?
You know, it's certainly disheartening to say the least when the government punishes you as a Christian school because you believe certain things and want to act according to those beliefs. And not only that, mind you, we also have two families who are plaintiffs in this case. And the one family, Chris Goodwin, he's a plaintiff. He's also the head coach of the girls' basketball team. Again, the theme being Vermont is discriminating against a Christian school and its families because they seek to follow their religious beliefs. It's unfair, it's unjust. But most of all, it's unconstitutional, which is why we sued.
Jake Reed is an attorney for the Mid-Vermont Christian School, which has gone to court after the state association that oversees high school sports kicked the school completely out of the association. Mid-Vermont forfeited a girls' basketball game in the state tournament after they were asked to play an opponent who had a player who is transgender. I'm Greg Gillespie. This is Faith Under Fire from Family Life News.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.